What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your boy, the man, that DJ named Ace 5 from the Star 5 Podcast. And what I need y'all to do right now is hit up thestar5podcast.com. And right on that homepage, click that link that says Become a Patron. Because for as little as $1 a month, you can help support this show that you love so much. And also, we have other opportunities within our Patreon account to where you can advertise with us for as little as $10 a month, where we'll shout you out every episode, or for $20 a month, we will give you a separately recorded advertisement promoting whatever you like. And for $40 a month, you'll get everything that the $20 tier gets you, plus you get to produce a segment on our show. So make sure you hit up thestar5show.com and hit that Patreon link now.
Y'all already know. Seven the pan. That dude fizz on the beats on the beat. Yeah. We live in entertainment. Sound chain. Crown the kings, homie. This is where it get ill. About to have the tip off live as a tip drill. From the court to the diamond to the track to the big skin flying round the field. Starting five forever, keeping it real. If it matters in the world of sports. Jeans and long sleeves, they taking no shorts. Hot to death, oh yes. These other sports podcasts live as a pro's corpse. Biz market wave is starting five goes off. No matter who you cheer for, emotions out the window. They analyzing with clear thoughts. They take it way deeper than the boys ever. No longer got any use for the four letters. The latest news, score stats in the view from the sideline. Ain't no guideline, it's just the truth. Yeah. No need to dig for a pardon line. It's always in season to keep it starting five. We going in on three, run the baseline. Starting five, get it. We got what you need. If the sports news you seek, we don't waste time. We talking cause we live it. We got what you need. We going in on three, run the baseline. Starting five, get it. We got what you need. And y'all know me, Seven Sign, I'm the illest cat spit. I got what you need.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to the Star 5 Podcast. What I need y'all to do now is hit up thestar5podcast.com. That's where you'll be able to find all of our podcast streaming links, our Instagram, our merch link. You can even become a patron right at the front page. And also, you can leave us a voicemail at 929-352-6219. And we'll play your voicemail on the next episode. New episodes released every Thursday.
Crazy, man.
Right now.
Dope. Oh, I can't be sharing that with everybody. They don't deserve it.
That's all right. We're showing live, though, right here on the stream. We're now live on Facebook in the Star 5 Podcast group. What up, everybody? It's your boy, the mayor. That DJ named Ace 5. Your mom's favorite fat guy from deepest, darkest Africa. And we are back. This week, we got a special one. Yo, no serious topics, no bullshit like that, because honestly, this fucking news cycle has been slow, has been weak. Plus, we made it a point here to not talk about the Ice Cube situation. We are not talking about that shit here. If you want to hear some of my points of view on that, listen to, shout out to the homie Seuss to Connect, B Price. Listen to the Owner's Box podcast if you want to hear the mayor say anything about that situation. We ain't talking about that here. We ain't talking about that tonight. Instead, we got the homies, the dynamic duo, who first and foremost, let me let these brothers introduce themselves. The man on the bottom of the screen right now, the beat maker extraordinaire.
Yo, this is Fred. This is what it do. How y'all living out there? You know what I'm saying? Just representing for both, you know, Motown, and I'm down here in Cowboy Nation. Can't stand them, but we maintain it. You know what I'm saying? And ready to get into this album.
Sorry, appreciate for you. sorry for you to be in Cowboy Nation, but you know, got to make a good life for the family, right?
Right. I just work here and live here, man. That's it.
Next up, man, that's still in daylight, West Coast in it.
Yo, what's good, man? Your boy Seven the Panther, man, aka Young Bunchy Carter. Y'all gotta forgive me. I'm a little distracted because we out here shooting the intro for our new documentary series, Coachless, at the same time. But I'm glad to be on with the Star Five. Y'all already know that's family. Fred Benz is family, even if he lived in the state with the most despicable football team in history. Other than them dudes from Massachusetts. You know. You know what I mean? But I'm a Raiders fan. What I know?
Yeah, well, it is what it is. You see what I represent. You see what I represent. I keep it East Coast, even though we are the shit coast when it comes to football. And right, I mean, but
I'll just start calling you 15 for that 1-5 y'all holding right now.
No. We are 1-4-1.
Oh, my bad. 1-4-1.
My 141. Apologies. That my sounds bad. A little better too. 141.
So I'm gonna say if y'all lose one more and I'll take a shot for y'all. All right. But at 151, you feel me?
151.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But nah. We 1-4-1. Fuck that. Don't discount my tie. Hey, yo, while we on that bullshit, that fucking tie knocked me out of a freaking knockout pool. The tie knocked me out of a knockout pool. A tie counted as a loss, and that fucking, oh, man. I lost out on a couple of dollars, but it is what it is. It is what it is. But while I got y'all, because normally we always have the start five games of the week. Let me go through that real quick, and I will give you the opportunity as guests, because we always have guest pickers come up and just pick games. First and foremost, let me get the NFL schedule up for this week. Last week, JP picked Steelers Browns. He got his first win of the year picking the Steelers, putting him at 1-3 on the picks. I picked Cardinals Cowboys, and I put myself at 4-1 because the Cardinals gonna whoop all over the Cowboys.
Yes, they did.
Just shout y'all teams out because you didn't pick them. The 49ers actually beat the Rams 24-16.
Shock me. And
the Raiders did not play last week. Yeah, the Raiders had a bye week. So just up to y'all, because we're going to pick new games. You don't have to pick your team. You could pick whatever game that you feel like you think is a must watch. And it's on you. What pick a game? We got Eagles Giants tomorrow night, Panthers Saints, Bills Jets, Browns Bengals, Cowgirls Washington football team, Packers Texans, Lions Falcons, Steelers Titans, Seahawks Cardinals Chiefs, Broncos, Niners Patriots, Jaguars Chargers, Raiders Bucks Sunday night, and Rams Bears Monday night. So, Ben, it's on you. And y'all don't pick the same games.
Hey, man, rest in peace to, Fred Sr. He was a diehard Steeler fan, man. I'm looking forward to that Steeler Titans, man. Battle of 5-0, you know what I mean? So, it's going to be crazy how it's going to turn out. It could turn into a shootout. It could turn into a defensive battle. So, I'm going to roll with the Steelers on behalf of my dad, you know what I'm saying? I got the Steelers winning by a touchdown.
I'm kind of interested in seeing how that Steelers defense handle Big Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I think Tomlin going to get out there and tackle.
You know what I'm saying? He might have to. That's what I'm Minka Fitzpatrick run up on Derrick Henry wrong. It's going to be a long day for him.
That's right. I will make Ryan Tannehill try to beat me all night long. Yes. I'll make it hell for him.
I don't think he can do it.
No, he can't.
As my man Mike called him in the group, that's the new age Earl Campbell right now.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk.
Yes, absolutely.
You said you got the Steelers by a touch?
By a touchdown.
All right. I see that. Well,
what game are you picking?
The Raiders and the Bucks, man. Of course. And I got the Raiders by three. I got the Raiders by three. I'm gonna tell you why I got the Raiders by three though. It's gonna be a hard time for any defense to completely bottle up Josh Jacobs. And if the run game working and Derek Carr got play action at his disposal, it's gonna be a long day, man. Nobody can guard Darren Waller. I don't care who you are. He's gonna get open. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, yeah, Henry Ruggs the third. I take the top off anybody defense. I don't care who it is. So,
right.
I think we got a good shot. I'm not completely sold that Tom Brady know what to do with all them bullets in his gun right now. So.
Good point.
I think we had the crib. Yeah. So that's another thing to work in our advantage. We got that big pretty stadium. I seen it when I was in Vegas on my layover when I was going to LA. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna find a way to get up in there. Now it ain't gonna be this season, of course, but
right.
You know what I mean? Soon.
Yeah, that stadium looks incredible. I gotta get out there myself. My boy Willie at work, one of my homies, he was supposed to go on like a group trip with Bill's Mafia out there, but COVID ruined everything. COVID ruined everything. But that stadium looks fucking incredible though. But my pick, we'll get JP's pick offline and I'll make it known somehow, maybe on Instagram or something. But I'm going 49ers Patriots this week.
Okay.
And I think I got the Patriots beating the 49ers. Just, yeah, your team, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It's realistic. It's realistic because I didn't even have them winning last week, man, because we've been so beat up since the season. So it's kind of hard to evaluate, you know, and get a gauge of what they're trying to do, and I'm still not sold on Garoppolo, man. I'm still not sold on him.
Porn star Jimmy just ain't it. He can be that guy, but it's just,
word.
I just don't know what it is. Maybe it's just not enough offensive weapons. I don't know. I can't call it. And Bosa's loss on that defense, even though they won last week, it's still showing.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it hurts. Yes, it did. Absolutely.
They can't get at the quarterback like they used to.
And Warner can't do it all. You know what I'm saying? And missing Quan Alexander, that hurts even more too. Because he hasn't gave us a full eight games yet. So it's tough, man. It's tough watching your team.
Welcome to my world of injury. I know it well.
Exactly. So you understand my frustration as well, and y'all tapped up on both sides. Now, what's the status on Sanders and Ertz?
Who knows? Ertz just, I think they just declared Ertz out just a couple days ago for this week. But ouch. You know, it sucks for him because we got Dallas Goedert there, and
right.
I mean, the kid is a good player. I'm glad we got him when we did,
right. In
some respects. And Zach Ertz does deserve to get paid, but I mean, this might be his last season with us. Miles Sanders, we'll see. But we always ran with a stable of running backs in recent years. We've always had at least three. This is why I was saying that. I thought the Eagles should have pushed to get Le'Veon Bell, who ended up going to the Chiefs. But I thought that they should have pushed to get him because when we have Sanders, we got Boston Scott, and then we got Corey Clement. Right. Shout out to him. He's my homegirl Summer's cousin. But when we had Blunt, we had homie we picked up from the Dolphins. And then we had Corey Clement and somebody else. Like, we always kept like a stable of running backs. And I think that we needed that every down back again, just to fill in the blanks for Miles Sanders, who always gets hurt.
You know, the funny thing is, you said that, man. I swear on God, man, it feel like Corey Clemens been playing for the Eagles since I was in middle school.
It feel like he's been there forever, somebody with yo. The same name close to it.
I was like, yo, I said, why does it feel like he's been playing for the Eagles like for 20 years like, already?
he got an old nigga name, that's all.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Got an old man name, but but anyway,
hell no.
We'll get JP's game picks of the week. God, Well, shout out to the homie Hollis in the comments. I got to read this. He said, "If y'all want me to do a Dan the Mayor impression video, just give me one hell yeah." I'll say the hell yeah just because I want to see what the fuck you do. This thing would be, I mean, this is the most randomest posted Negro that I ever known, but he's the homie nonetheless. Funny brother. Got big up to you always. But, I mean, just, you want to talk about a random person?
Yeah.
That's the homie right there. But anyway, though, we say shout outs to all these fools giving him the hell yeah in the comments now.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for aiding this.
Man.
Oh, y'all freaking jerks. But I love you. But anyway, we're here for a reason tonight. We're here to celebrate these two good brothers. Seven, I'll give it to you, man. I mean, first and foremost, I'll just give the brief. You all met in HHGG roughly. But I want to know from your point of view, what started this unity between you and Benz?
Yo, it was the beat battle, man. Like when they had the beat battle, when we had the beat battle at HHDG, I heard Ben's production. And I was just like, yo, I don't know what it is, but it's something about the way he make them beats. It groove a certain way. And I feel like I can slide right in the pocket. You know, so we talked real quick, like inbox back and forth a little bit. And he was like, well, I'm gonna slide you something. He sent me a beat, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. And I laced it up and sent it back to him. And he was like, yo, so what we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much how it went down. So what we gonna do? And I'm like, hey man, let's get it popping. Because I mean, realistically speaking, it's a lot of talent in HHDG, but a lot of people are kind of like dormant with what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So like, to see somebody who was active and who was ready to make something happen, I was like, man, look, I'm gonna ride with bro. Like even if he sent me 100 beats, if I only like 10 of them, that's an album right there. So let's do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I can honestly tell you, he just sent me a ton of beats in the years since we've been working together. And I ain't heard one yet where I was like, nah, I can't rap for that. You know what I'm saying? I might say it don't fit the concept of the record or the album or whatever, but I have never heard one that made me say I can't rap to that. So it made perfect sense to me to take, you know, I know how I am as an MC. My output is pretty high. So I'm like, I got to have somebody who I know can keep it coming. So between him and, you know, my brother AP, like, it was just a no-brainer. You know what I mean?
No, definitely, definitely. And the proof is in the music, which we're gonna get into tonight. We're gonna give you a little journey, not just of the first album. I mean, well, not just of this album, the new one, HIA, but we're going to go through a bunch of other joints too. Like, I wanted to play this one thing because we've had this work in history.
No doubt.
We've had this work in history for a couple of years now. And, you know, you guys blessed us with one of the first intro songs that we had before. Like, I was just trying to use random people's music, shit like that, getting copyright strikes here and there throughout the year.
Yeah.
When I put the call out, y'all two brothers jumped on it with no problem. I forever thank y'all for that, but because y'all are gonna hear it at the beginning of the episode, I gotta give y'all what they gave us in recent times.
Yeah.
Star.
This is where it get ill. About to have a tip off live on the trip. From the court to the diamond to the track to the big skin flying around the fields on top of ever keeping it real. If it matters in the world of sports, teams in all seas, they taking long shorts. So short, except, oh yes, these other sports podcasts live as a pros course. This market wave is starting five, goes off. No matter who you cheer for, most is out the window. They analyze with clear thoughts. They take it way deeper than the doors ever was. No longer got any use for the four letters. The latest news, score stats in the view from the sideline. Ain't no guideline, it's just the truth, yeah. No need to dig for a part line. It's always in season if people start by.
That's right. It is always in season to peep us because we go fucking all year round. But Benz, man, to finally get to you. You know, they say you put your foot in something. You put both feet knee high with all the corns and bunions and everything up in that beat. And I mean, I don't, you know, when we you said, yo, Dan, we're going to hit you with something soon. I just said a word. I didn't know what it was, but I kind of felt I knew. And you told me what it was. Mm-hmm. I, because you were gifting, I asked, because I had to ask politely, yo, is there any requests? All I just said was, you know, just keep the names out.
Exactly.
So salute to you for doing that because the team has expanded. Shout out to Katara, TJ, and JP will be on a little later, but the other two.
Congrats on that, too.
But, I mean, like, I think I said bass heavy, and you just went for, like, you put me in gladiator mode when I first heard it. Like, either, like, I was about to cry because of how dope it was, or somebody, this was like a rallying cry, somebody could have got their face punched in.
Oh, yeah.
So what was your feeling in putting that out like that?
That was the approach I took. I knew it had to be something bass heavy, something that not, you know, and grabs the attention of, you know, your listeners, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that draws them in to the topics and content that you're getting ready to present to them. So we had to come with something heavy. You know, the minute I sent it over to Seven, I knew it was going to be blessed very well. I wasn't worried about that, you know. And the guy's turnaround time is impeccable, man. I mean, I could send him a beat. Hour later, he already got it written, recorded, sent to me, and all I got to do is just send it over to have it mixed up. So, you know, it's kind of like cooking dinner at night, you know what I'm saying? You got the ingredients over here, you know, I got the pasta going, you know, he got the sauce. So, you know, we mix the sauce together, and this is what happens, but... That was it, man. When you requested the approach of the track, that's how I went into it. And I wanted to, you know, come back with something.
I only had minimal requests. I was just letting y'all do what you do because, again, I'm not looking to gift horse in the mouth. And again, this, as I always say, we have a working relationship. We have a true, we have a legit friendship. Like y'all
absolutely
reach out to each other whenever.
Absolutely. Like,
you know, shit. So again, man, I thank y'all for eternally for giving us what y'all giving us over the years. You know, and it's, I mean, I can't say nothing more, but thank you. But we're going to go back.
I want to say real quick, as soon as he sent me the beat and I opened the email, downloaded the beat, put my headphones on to turn the beat on, I was like, oh, see, he playing. why he playing with me like this? See, this ain't even right.
Like why he got to give this one away, right?
Yeah, I'm like, son, that's supposed to be for the album. What are you doing?
Hey, it always can be refiltered, for sure.
No doubt.
At least with this one, he won't do you like the Alchemist did Razzcaz and the Locks.
We gonna make it right. Yeah, that was cold blooded.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I personally love the Razzcast version better. That's just me.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Razz got busy. Yeah.
I don't hate both of them. I mean, I love both of them though. Reason why I love the Razzcast joint one is because there's one bar in it. He said, "I'm so hard when I walk, my balls clink," and they had a little ding sound. That shit had me fall out crying.
Yo.
But anyway, I that shit could have finished me. That track, like listening to it, that mm-hmm. shit finished me off that day. And this joint right here, we're going backwards a little bit.
Live wire, Carolina, hothead, pophead. Might let the talents fly, even if the cops did. Right. The team Icarus spitters be real fly flowers. And treat the beat like you got a bullseye on it. You catch it, who's slipping? Huh? You obviously got my pedigree confused. Pimpin' spark, you catch it. Disrespect, Usher, mixtape for talking. Practice, David Blaine on this mic, name this clown a hat trick. Don't go with real riders, get your fitted hat hit. Scheming at the bar, half freaking, half black. Summer, ain't even sweating this clown who all beat. Why is his shirt so sight, I can see his heartbeat. Oh, it's my modus operandi is smashed our enemies and spit it till it blows. Bagpipes, spaz out and get my lens in, yo. Like, snatch this little nigga, take me. Go. Yeah, the god is back, quit acting all feminine. See, I was cool until Ben said, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And that was all eyes on my crew. You ain't no nigga. The god is back, quit acting all feminine. See, I was cool until Ben said,
that was the joint finish him off the open bar. This was,
well, you know,
2017, right?
Yep. My first release when I moved to the West Side, no doubt.
Go ahead, get it on that. You was about to say something on that.
Yeah, I was gonna say I always get mad when I think about that record because that last line at the end of the first verse, that nobody gets it. And I realized that it happened because I was up real late one night watching like Entertainment Tonight or something like that. And They talked about Lindsay Lohan stealing a necklace and getting hemmed up. So when I was like, you know, spaz out and get my Lindsay on, like snatch this little nigga chain, we gone. Like, like, yo, nobody even know what I'm talking about. Like everybody's like, I guess that's dope. I don't know what you're talking about.
But we got the homie Wiki Ian in the building.
I finally get to see his face.
What's good?
Good, brother. How you doing?
How you doing?
You'll see him this weekend too. Was HHD?
Oh, that's what's up.
Is down. We're down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Free movie night. We're giving y'all Crush Groove the day before the 35th anniversary. Hit hhdgmedia.com. Hit the events tab for all the details and locations and where it's gonna be. Wiki, what's going on, brother?
Peace, y'all. I'm good.
We just getting into some of the music of the past from Benz and Bungie and everything they've collaborated on. And I just played the joint finish him, Benz. I mean, I heard the obvious samples as a gamer.
Like, right.
Speak on it.
Yo, Mortal Kombat, probably the most greatest game to ever be played. You know what I'm saying? All right, but
we'll debate that all day.
Huge battles, you know. I mean, you know, it's one of many. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can go Street Fighter, you can go Mortal Kombat. It's always a back and forth with it, but Mortal Kombat just has something special in terms of, you know, the way the combinations was done. And then, you know, I just asked Budgie who his favorite character was. He told me Sub-Zero, so the beginning had to lead off with that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just to put that drop in, and then the rest is history in terms of how he laced it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the one thing about Budgie, and I'll put him up against whoever you want to put him up against. You know what I'm saying? Because he just knows how to ride that beat, man. It's just like, man, it shocks me every time I get the vocal samples back. It's like, what the hell was this nigga drinking, man? I mean, what he was eating this morning? You know what? What he having his breakfast this morning for him to
clear
come
that up for you?
You know,
let me clear that up for you. It's usually Hennessy, just so you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with the hen dog, yo. Nothing wrong with the hen dog. So, But yeah, it's just, you know, wanted to, you know, give that nerdcore flavor, you know what I'm saying? Along with, you know, gamers who know about the game and, you know, give them something that they can relate to, because, you know, it's a feeling.
So. Yeah, true indeed. But to give y'all, because I was trying to wait till JP came on, but to give y'all something to relate to, if y'all go back and listen to this album, you're going to hear the way that this album opened up. And this is how long we've been working with each other.
Yes, sir.
Always, we ought to start five. Now, on this final segment of the show, we got to talk about this MC who seems to be eluding everybody until now. And that's our man, Seven the Panther, a.k.a. Young Bunchy Carter. Now, the last known whereabouts of this man has been during his days in North Carolina. Now, back in North Carolina, he used to be down with the Fallen Angels and Sound Chambers production team.
And the tape.
But then he kind of split off, went his own way, and recorded his own album called Quest for Greatness. But ever since that Quest for Greatness album, he went underground again. But now there's word that he might be back on the scene. And JP, who happens to be on location, so where we might be able to find this guy. JP, please. What's the word, brother?
Hold on. Yes, sir. I'm out here in Tacoma, Washington.
He's
had eyes on him since we heard he was headed west. Started tracking him from Jersey to Brooklyn.
We
linked up with Sky Zoo, and we live in entertainment for the right here stand-by video shoot.
Oh, shoot. That's dope, man. So we found him. We found him, didn't we?
They found him.
Wait a minute. Damn it. We just lost visuals.
Hold on.
Oh, back to you, Dad.
Yo, get him now. Hey, yo, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Seven the Panther. And I'll be-
yeah, that is your name. But I just had to drop on y'all that. That's right. Because I knew we did something, but I haven't heard that till today since I don't even remember how long.
Wow.
But it triggered back when you said, yo, we want to do something with y'all. And it was bet. I think I wrote that.
Yep.
Maybe within, probably within the hour after you asked me to do it.
Yep.
If that. I wrote that whole skit out for both of us. But then it just became a matter of, got to get my boy JP to be able to record it. But then once we did it, you made it work with you. Bunchy talking about, oh, they think they found me. And then the helicopter, news helicopter noises.
Right.
Like, once I heard the finished product, like, that was just dope. But Sev, I mean, this just talked about your transition to Tacoma. Like you said, this was your first project in moving over there. So what gave the idea for this opening skit to that you could speak to?
Well, it's crazy actually that you asked that, because the funny thing is, like, when you said after Quest for Greatness and went underground again, I literally did that. Like, I didn't do anything else for a minute. Like, I was quiet. And I was like, you know, when I heard the skit, when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this is perfect for, you know, introducing my new surroundings, my new situation, you know what I'm saying? But still working with the same people that I've been working with, except it was the first time me and Benz really got a chance to go in together, you know what I'm saying, on a whole project. So to me, it was a perfect jump off, man, because, you know, he made sure he said Tacoma, that was dope. And the whole questioning, like, where is this dude? You know what I'm saying? And when JP was like, oh, I think we found him. And I'm like, oh, get out of here. It ain't that easy. You know, it do get, despite the fact that you do still see sunshine, it do get dark out here. And if I just close my eyes and my mouth real tight, I can hide it. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
We can follow the red shirt.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, like, that was the perfect set off of that album, man, because to me, it created a sense of urgency with the way that it was put together. It created a sense of urgency to say, hey, wait, I need to hear what comes after this. And man, I thank y'all so much for doing that, bro. For real. I appreciate it big time.
Yeah, well, also too, another moment I'll give y'all both thanks for, because as the skit said, last time we seen him was at the Right Here Standing By video shoot. Mm-hmm. We gotta get into this joint here.
outside my mind to be a body game. I reckon liability, you think so reckless. Rash dummy, my saying I'm just trying to move the big guys. My mind told me I had to lose it to win. I know why the game's up. They can play, but they put the screen team instead of them in a game up. We all rap, but it's all for the same fresh. My bars are different, all in the same text. Ability, you meant to roll lines, falling up in the
Jay-Z, JP not knowing how to give that. He's like, no, I got to go on top.
Once you pass 30, you done it. But since I passed 30, look what I've done. We were barely known to touch in the post.
Shout out to Devon Patterns in the building.
Word. Any Murphy psychos is being brought. You ask me to kick it, call me Bruce Sun. Me love. Pause. Now press play. The formula bends Bunty and SK. The blueprint back into album like I'm the next J. Slow or fast paces. Rappers who get petrol once you give them the gas. Next followed by your own flame. Call the order, get them on the man on the name. Cause they thought war was a game. And the soldiers came close. Criminal thoughts control the men. No exit. That's to tell you why I'm going in. Headless horsemen racing for victories. Hard to swallow. Permanently sleeping. Coming face to face.
Game time for the X and O. Leave on that. I can feel it like a step of show. Weave through street. These people kept close. Hand freeze, let them sell them flow. Let them know. But you wanted that other wave, right? Right, right. Okay. Came up where it was all or none. And off the islands where most of your people calling from. Split a slice with my brother like if I bought him one. Thought the ATM was a gold mine, I would want it one. Damn, to be young and overly innocent. But old enough to be open off of what winning is. Jeep Wranglers hopping in with a ceiling set. I ran through Illmatic like they was quizzing it. And the same went for ready to die. All of that was up the block. So my head in the sky was really just a reply. Response to what I really saw. Six teams was jumping out of the pen and God help me not to be nothing less than with all of the best been and cover me with checks when I check in. And your idols turn into your next kin. It comes full circle the moment you stepping in. Yeah. That wasn't the whole track. I'm just giving y'all, but of course we had to get to the of course got to give you the Sky Zoo joint.
Word.
And I mean Ben's another piece of dopeness you know, orchestrated on that one. And again, you know, I always ask Sky Zoo. I mean, how did that working relationship start?
I actually reached out to Sky Zoo on Twitter. And I just DM'd him on Twitter, asked him, you know, if he was working on any projects at the moment. And, What would it take to make it happen for me and him to link up and he'd be featured on the track with one of the homies, you know, with my homie Seven. And he was down to earth right out the gate, man. And, you know, now we really have a more of a friendship now, as well as a working relationship still. So some stuff in the holster. I'm going to leave it at that. That's coming down the pipeline real soon with Zoo as well. So, but very humble dude. You know, when we met up in Brooklyn, he was, you know, down to earth, you know, and we, you know, we just been keeping in touch ever since. So great experience. Shout out to Simone Arabia for shooting that. She definitely did a thing, and I really appreciate her. And Fever, you know, saw Rob in there, you know, a lot of cats in there, Langston, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Wise Understanding, you know what I'm saying? He was in the building too. So it was a great moment to be out there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, meeting you, Dan, and we've been friends and brothers ever since, man. And we want to continue to do that. So
yeah, definitely, definitely.
I just want to say something.
That video too in the Brooklyn side.
I just want to say, Sky Zoo, if you're listening, sir, next time Ben's invite you to get on track with the Panther, bring your A game. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Bring your A. Make sure you got your hard hat on next time. It's all good. Ain't no thing. I mean, I know how it is, though. Like, sometimes when you're accomplished to a certain level and you don't really know who you're doing a song with, sometimes you might just, you know, mail it in. And I don't think he'll do it again. I'll put it that way.
Next time, there's a next time he's going to go for kicking your ass. That's all.
That's okay. That's all right. Because you know what? Just as sure as he can swing, I know how to duck and counter. So it's all good. Like, I'm cool. It ain't nothing to it.
It's a challenge, that's for sure. So,
Hey, but yo, Sky is definitely one of the best pins. One of the best pins in rap, man.
No
for real. No question, man. He's crazy with it. That ain't no shot at son. I'm just saying, don't. What they say when you playing spades, what they don't come around the board pissing. Don't come around the board pissing, bro. It ain't that kind of party over here. We live it.
Well, I didn't take it as such. I thought he brought it for y'all that day, at least that day. But when you listen to it, and I get what you're saying, because I get what you're saying as far as the not knowing the artist that you're working with new. I get it, because because you know, Wiki knows, like, we're gonna be working on something soon. As soon as we get things situated, we're gonna be working on something soon. And my thought in pairing people to work with each other is, yo, check this out. This is who you're working with. You know, give them old tracks to see. So be like, okay, so they know. Not just on some, yo, we're just gonna take a verse from you and then just match it. Because that shit, it doesn't always work the same. And you can tell, especially with the chemistry that you can hear in music now. And Ian, you know this well, because people just send verses and that's it. And then it's like, okay, put it together. And you could tell that almost nothing is cohesive. It just sounds dope. Right, Ian?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so y'all gonna work it out. It ain't nothing. Ben said he got shits in the chamber, so we could trust that. We could definitely trust that.
No, but
I'm just playing rapper mind games right now. You know how that go.
It's all real love behind it all, but right. I get it. It's just kind of laying it out there that's like, yo, like, I'm coming for your ass even worse. Pause, but yeah. Like, you wanna see the X-Men come, the X-Men or that mutant or this joint right here. You wanna see that Inhuman come out of him.
Oh,
world out here, man. We need to be more conscientious, you know.
When it comes to people, same thing.
I'm just saying, we all gotta live together. It's only gonna get better if we want it to.
When it comes to people, same thing.
Savagery is a sign of weakness. Pretty sure you peeped it. The slightest conflict, surely you have a coward reaching. Everybody's shook in the community because of these guys, and they improvise property lines. We watching for signs. Nobody safe, everyone callous. Helping on tipping the scale, losing our souls, balance, gunshots, freaking shape, man, falling in town, fear the fate. But when they complain, young Rick can relate. It was 2012 or 13. Pardon self, I smoke a lot. Quick dip to the store, didn't bother to load the Glock. Figured he cop a Bruce for later. Inspecting mad heads, the whole day been a relay. He on the last leg, walked in 7-Eleven, everything froze. Planning the link with homies and bumped into insane foes. Tried to retreat as the door closed behind the glass shattered. Now he's really regretting leaving a 9 on the bed. As he heard the shots whistle by his head, a freeze pulled up. The bullet hit the passenger instead. Rick was sick, watching the forehead split. He heard the door, but the store fly open. He never asked for a war. He saw two cats with hella huge gas, giving chase, almost breathing down his back. He had top speed, his face contorted, trying to remember the cause of the conflict that took the life of an innocent. All of his nonsense, he weaving between parked cars. Shot still coming too close. He pissed himself, this could not be real. Duck behind an L250, so scared, homie, almost cried. When in them times, wish he had them joys tied, praying something save him. Took off his white tee, came from behind the truck, waving, hoping they buy a statement. He started to speak, but never got a chance. These niggas held him out when the hate, he caught the avalanche. Cyrus in the distance, he fighting for another breath. One of the cats just strolled stroke, though. Put out the gun, he just hopes to look back at his soldier. Said it ain't over yet. Reloaded, cocked back and exploded. Till there's nothing left. That's two casualties. Police rolled up like 60. Creepy assailants hopping in a black Jeep, still holding their hammers. They turn to the pigs, lacking aim or shame. City cops rock the new jacks to sleep. In the same instance, passenger door of a nondescript Honda Accord. No one noticed before. Flew over three niggas, sold an AR. Slid up police officers and they cars. They homies already gone. More cops arrive, flying clear. Out of their minds, riot gear. It's usually so quiet here. No questions, no moment to think. Cops hopped out, popping, left everything moving extinct. I can feel the weight, thinking how we feast on each other's pieces to fill a place. So hard to feel the love when everything around you filled with hate. Failure to see humanity is the real mistake. Working overtime, trying to shine. I think we need a break. We need a break. We clearly in the last days. So, what up? Just stuck in our past ways. Animals in a glass cage.
Now those words right there, Seven. We stuck in our last days, animals in a glass cage. Like the whole joint was a story. It sounded like some real street shit. Like it sounded like legitimate, like something you either truly witnessed in your time. But those last bars going into the ending of the hook. What did that mean towards the track and towards what the message you were trying to deliver?
Well, since it was like only a little space left to do like a hook type situation. So like I wanted to wrap the story up to kind of show, okay, this is the finality of the story. But if you're paying attention to what happened and why it played out the way it did, it's obvious that there's some savagery going on here. And then when I got to the hook part, you know, the whole thing leading up to the animals in the glass cage, when you see an animal inside a cage, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they react to what they see on the outside, but you can hear them if they're in a typical steel cage, you know what I'm saying? But in a glass cage where there's no holes, there's no real ventilation going on. The animal's just trapped to observe what they're seeing and to suffer through it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's, I kind of look at the individuals who were not the main players in the story of the song, but the people who were around, like the first victim that got killed in the song was a person that had nothing to do with it. And so the gentleman who was the main subject matter of the record, he's like an animal in a glass cage because he's observing what's happening around him. There's nothing he can do about it. And his screams are going unheard. Like nobody's hearing what he's saying. He's trying to wave his, you know, white t-shirt for surrender and all these other things, but nobody's hearing him. So as far as it being like it's elements of it's like two or three different situations, I put them all together to make that one story. And I changed names and so forth and so on, of course, obviously, because, you know, change names to protect the innocent and the guilty for that matter. So like that when he sent me the beat and told me what kind of concept he wanted to go with on it, I was just like, wow. Okay. I really sat on that one for a minute. I know he said my turnaround time is pretty quick, but I sat on that one for a minute because I wanted to make sure that the story that was told properly admitted the emotion that he wanted to have.
And Benz, I mean, because this album is sample heavy, yeah. to fit that type of style of rhyme and storytelling with, I mean, am I okay to say who the sample was? Because I know the whole no snitching on the sample policy. Gil Scott-Heron. And if you know that man's history, especially within music.
It only fit. It only fit, right? Because the concept behind it, the times we are in right now, in humanization is at an all-time high, right? What we seeing out here. So that story, along with, you know, rest in peace, Gil Scott, you know, was to present that element of, you know, power. Cause, you know, it's a powerful track, very powerful track, very thought provoking. And, you know, that's what Gil Scott always did for us. You know what I'm saying? So it just, like I said, it just only fit right. It was the right fit. You know, the feeling was there. And, you know, shout out to, you know, my young bruh Shadow. He was the one that articulated the drum track behind it. So, you know, it was just only right that, you know, Seven Blessed, because I already knew, you know, from the concept that he was going to be able to put it together and make it work.
Yeah, definitely. He knocked that out. Ian, what was your thoughts on that track?
Ian went to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Ian's on the toilet.
That track hit on a very social point of, you know, just how everything is going on. And using that sample, it directly goes to Seven spitting what he was doing right there. It was like it was meant for that.
Definitely, definitely.
Indeed.
And what also was just, it just seemed to be meant to be, and we're going to play this track by way of this here, was the connection y'all recently made with a person that I love to watch on Instagram for sure.
Sometimes you just gotta ask yourself, because the world is so out of control. You know, nobody ever gonna see it the way you see it, man. All you can do is say your thoughts with the people and hope they understand. Am I so close? Could you see many miles away? It seemed hard to muster up even a smile a day. My talent highly regarded, but they ain't common days. Wait, boy, I got the game set up for starving artists to stay broke. Luxury living so tempting, but we afraid to hope. Am I better than dudes with a larger audience? Why spit facts, but they cover and call to the fraudulence? Why spit bars got me off on these radars? Why is devil used to be black, but doctors play God? Hip-hop is in the game, but we being trumped by the race car. My fate deeper, gatekeeper shaky, cause my face dog. Nose to the brick dog, since before I could put cars. Rapping and robberies, had no...
Man, I didn't keep going, but we'll play that track in a whole in a little later. But again, I'm going right to who I know who hooked this up, Benz.
Actually, this was Big Bruh Said, my big brother.
Uh-huh.
He's the co-creator behind the whole masterpiece. And he had hit me at Seven with it. And we was like, what?
Like, yo, I did this for y'all type shit? Like,
yeah, huh?
I said, he hit you with the, yo, check this out, coming soon?
Yes, and it, mind-blowing, man. It just blew my mind because, you know, I've always been a fan of the Pocket Queen. You know, her drum pocket game is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's out of this world. She is phenomenal, and to have our track represented with her extraordinary skill on the drums, it was a match made again. So, you know, shout out to the Pocket Queen. You know, shout out to Big Bruh Said. That was incredible.
I always love her little Nashville flares too when she's drumming. Yeah. Like, you know, she's feeling it when Nashville's get big. But and I always looked at that like, wow, like, nah, that's not distracting. That's cool. I like that little look in her.
Did anybody else peep how she did this thing? Like she was dipping tobacco.
Yeah.
Or
something?
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's cool.
Yeah, she hit that like, ooh, this is mean.
Every point
that you chopped up with that Barry White and them drums, like she kills it whatever she does. But to hear that two together was just like a match made in perfection.
Absolutely.
But
like I'm gonna keep it a milli though. Like on the real, me being so totally transparent here, I had never heard of her before. Ever.
Oh really?
Until Sid brought it up, he was like, "Yeah, the Pocket Queen." Da, da, da. I was like, "Who's that?" And I was like, "I'll check it out. Don't worry about it." So when I first heard the name, this just goes back to how twisted my brain is. When I first heard the name, I was like, "Pocket Queen, is she a pool shark or is she like in the parking lot at the truck stop giving out handies?" Like, I don't know what the Pocket Queen is. So I mean, like, I'm not sure what it is, but like, so then when I saw the video, I was like, "Yo." She, like, the song is already crazy, but, like, it's like the song just jumped off the screen.
Elevated.
And, like it came alive, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to thank her because she gave birth to the Here I Am TikTok Drummer Challenge. So, you know what I'm saying? Because since she did that, mad drummers have been hitting me like, yo, I want to play the one of your records. I'm like, I tell you what, you're going to make a contest out of it. And we'll see who got the juice, you know what I'm saying? So salute to the Pocket Queen for that. Salute to Big Bro Said for the idea. Man, that was beautiful.
Yeah, well, give out the hashtag for that because I need to follow that now.
No doubt. It's going to be HIA Drummer Challenge. That'll be the hashtag.
Okay. HIA Drummer Challenge.
HIA Drummer Challenge.
All right. I just added that in the comments of the joint. So hopefully everybody watching clicks the hits that and see what comes out of that in the near future. But old man JP came through finally. What's good, brother?
What's going on, man? How are you?
How you doing?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, Ian? How you feeling, brother?
Doing good, man.
What's going on, brother? Benz? How you feeling?
I'm good, family. What about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Of course, brother. What's up, brother Bunchy? How you feeling, brother?
JP, power to the people, bro. How you living, man?
Yes, sir. Power to the people. How you feeling, brother?
Maintaining, man. Out here West Coast, and you know how it go.
I hear you. Good to see you, brother. Definitely. Always good to see all you good brothers, man.
Definitely.
I can't see you, but we're...
Yeah, I know you can't see me right now. We got to get this video thing straightened up in the next couple weeks or so. But yeah, man, hope everything's good with everybody, man.
Yeah, so far so good. But we gotta give up the rest of this track for the people, because why not now that JP shows up, you know? We'll get it up a little bit.
Enamored with what I spit for. Every dream I ever had already came true. Couldn't I see it? Looking for someone to blame, dude. Am I staying your top five on my worst day? I've been a problem, new bombing since my first day. Every dream I ever had already came true. Couldn't I see it? Looking for someone to blame, dude. Am I staying your top five on my worst day? I've been a problem, new bombing since my first day. It take me 15 years to get to your ears. The ones who should have been on it, stunting and show fear. So many lyrically left losers get to the dough. Wait. Oh, yeah. They seek a K-Dot status, rapping like Julio. They want to see me hang, it's over. No goofy, though. Telling no longer a factor, only the money talk. Sad. But look, my heart and soul on a record don't get respect here. These suckers touring, I'm slaving, praying this check clear. All of a sudden, I'm buzzing. Terry Rozier, boomeranging thoughts keep me walking smart. This is goat tier. Haze lit high as giraffe tonsils when the smoke clear. Writing the final chapter of an odyssey that's so clear. They want to see me win. Hey, the soldier shine already put the work in. These verses is overtime. Probably with a snap trying to do this with a sober mind. A second's talk, I watch this dummy's clock. Still don't know the time. Facts are, I never be a star, but I'm cool with it. This plain amaze I saw, but I stayed because I'm just too gifted. Every dream I ever had already came true. Couldn't I see it? Looking for someone to blame, dude. Am I staying your top five on my worst day?
Now, why you go with the damn Boston Celtics references to Terry Rozier and Marcus Smart? I mean, you made them shits work.
Okay, so first of all, in light of me doing that, I want to make sure that everybody understands that how I feel in my heart. Fuck the Celtics. However, because Terry Rozier got traded to the Charlotte Hornets, it was kind of just a play off of Hornets buzzing. All of a sudden, I'm buzzing Terry Rozier. And then I thought about the movie Boomerang, and the star of Boomerang was Eddie Murphy, but his name was Marcus. And I was like, okay, I'm going to keep the tie rolling. Boomerang and thoughts keep me Marcus Smart. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said this is GOAT here. Because I'm like, that's some out of this world. I don't even know what I just did. That's out of this world.
you went into the nether realms for that one. Ian, I'm going to go to you to ask any questions off of this album.
Yeah.
You did the write-up for us on HHDG Media, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. Have at it to these brothers.
I wanted to know what was your concept and how Fear Of started. Track six, Fear Of?
Oh, Fear Of? Oh, yeah. Well, the concept was the fact that Seven explaining from a standpoint of what he's been through, what fear is, and actually two of his favorite actors, actually one of the two, because two of his favorite actors is on. I was able to pull some drops from, but this brother, what's his first name? Seven, right? Last name, right? what's his first name? I can't even remember. But
Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah. Yes, that's one of his favorite actors. So it was only right for me to do a little research, and I was able to find where he gave a definition of fear. So this concept was to further exploit, you know, Seven's journey, because you know there's fear involved in taking risks, right? So just explaining that, being able to put that together, I wanted something a little dark, you know, not something with a heavy snare or anything, just more so letting the sample play and him just speaking on it. So that's how that concept came about. You know his creative genius in terms of, you know, providing that information of Jeffrey Wright, because you know he's a very powerful actor, and being able to put that, inculcate that in with the beat, and you know, of course, Seven laced it like he did it. So
I'm gonna give y'all a sample of that joint right now.
Fear. False evidence appearing real.
And please know, y'all who listening,
what would you do?
We have if approval no to play fear. All this music.
Stood tall, on behalf of faces spray painted on hood walls. Feel they spirits leaning on me, told me hold your head and ball. Son, the devil is a lie, they don't want you to evolve. Nah, I packed up, conscious of the clear truth. Yes. Left Carolina in my rear view. Broke the only law that I adhere to. The fam gotta see me get mine, nigga, they hear too. Yeah. A lot of voices speaking of failure, I only hear two. Mine and the one that's been following me for decades. Ooh. The source of my reluctance. Constant headaches and chest pains, breaking them chains, murder. That's why every step I left stains. My fight different, almost too intense for words to explain. I ride through it, broken but not shattered. Some cracks expand daily. I just keep mobbing. Vince Beats got the streets thriving. So it's only right I rise to the occasion. What I gotta fear, already aware of what I'm facing. Let's go.
If you look into my eyes, you can tell ain't no whole type business about me. Ain't no whole business here. Cut it down from the block to the
Yeah, this joint here, when I heard it, it was like, I was like, man, this is a totally different vibe that you gave him on this one, which he'll pop back in. We lost him, I guess, due to him transitioning over to somewhere else. But This was a totally different vibe that you put him on. And like, you could even tell, like, you know, just, It didn't sound like something that he normally raps on.
Right.
And you put him out of his comfort zone, yet he still made it work lyrically within his comfort zone. So, Seven, we were just talking about the joint Fear Of again. And I had mentioned, like, the way that the beat was laid out, like, it seemed like it took you out of your comfort zone. In what you're normally used to rapping over.
So man.
How did you handle that? Like, how did you attack that approach? And I got to ask real quick before you go on that, just an inside baseball question on this one. Did you give him this beat with drums on it and then took it out? Or did you give it as is?
I gave it as is.
Okay. I always wondered with some of those drumless, somewhat baseless tracks, like how do cats do it, and how do MCs generally fit the pocket? Like, so now, Seven, with the question I asked, and with your writing to a beat like this without like a heavy bass drum in it, are you counting where the drum would be while you'd write?
Nah, like what I did, that's another one that I ended up sitting with for a minute because it was so different than what I'm used to rhyming to, you know what I'm saying? Usually Ben's give me drums and I'm like, yo, the drum's about to knock my head off. But but that wasn't the case with this one. So I was like, okay, I just got to find my space within the way the track is moving and make sure I lay the words where they're supposed to go. And I decided that I was like, I'll make certain points in my rap, I'll make that the drum. So as I do that, as I'm rhyming, you know what I'm saying, as I'm going, it's like, yo, I conquered fear and stood tall. That's the reason why I even started it like that, because I was like, that's like the drums. And I was like, by the time I was done with it, I was like, yo, I'm so glad he made this beat like this, because it challenged me, because I normally just rap to the drums, you know what I'm saying? But I had to take the opportunity to lay back and really listen to the groove and figure out where I fit inside of it. And because there were no drums to guide me to tell me where to go. So I was like, okay, I just got to find my space in the groove. And once I found it, it was pedal to the metal after that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was easy peasy after I found it. But it wasn't easy to find it, I can admit that. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them cats that's going to act like, just give me anything and I can rap to it. Nah, I had to find, you know, I had to find my lane in that. And I appreciate Vince for challenging me. Like, he'll challenge me every now and then. He'll throw me something and be like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But here you go. So whenever he do that, I try to make sure that I give him an A-plus effort, because, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be crazy. And I like a challenge, so that definitely helps.
Yeah, true indeed. Everybody, most people like a good challenge, so I could dig you on that. JP, you got any questions for the brothers on this joint here, or any of the work in as a whole?
Well, man, first off, you're dealing with some dope people. You're dealing with some real, real dopeness here. Of course, Fred, top-notch producer, and Seven the Panther, of course, top-notch MCs, man. But not only that there, people always talk about, you know, oh, these rappers are shady or this producer, whatever. These are good quality brothers right here. I want to say that. Good quality brothers right here. And I'm definitely want to see y'all make it. I'm talking about make it real big, because y'all have the it factor to make it big. You know, y'all need to, you're the type of artist that need to be pushed and support. Even myself, I got to support and push y'all more. You know, and, you know, I don't tell you all this, but, you know, I want to thank you all for all the support you give this show as well, man. Y'all, like, you, your brother Cedric, and all you brothers are like some of our biggest supporters, man. You know, got to give you brothers your flowers, you know, and everything. And thanks, man, for all you do for us, man. You know, that's basically all I wanted to say.
Yeah, true indeed. Biggest supporters indeed. And I can tell you from a numbers standpoint, before we transitioned off of SoundCloud, Ben's was always the top listener on the list, always. And then maybe two or three names down was the Big Brother said. So, of course, man, big thank y'all for always,
yes,
always supporting us from the bottom up. And we've again, no doubt. this whole thing right here is an HHDG family event type of deal. So we always go in and support each other, especially when we show face with each other. And right, like, again, like, thanks to you and your brother for driving up from Texas to the event we did in Philly. And then for Seven to freaking go straight. He was just like, yo, straight from this video shoot, I'm going straight to the West Coast. I don't know how the fuck you did it. I still,
yo, I'm gonna tell you something good, bro. It hurt. I'm not gonna lie to you. That first day when I left it, when I left the shoot, I went 18 straight hours in the Minneapolis, Minnesota. Then the next day I woke up, checked out of the hotel, drove 12 hours to Billings, Montana, then woke up the next day, drove 12 hours to Seattle. So like, it was rough. Like, I know how truck drivers be feeling.
I did that drive. I did a drive like that once in my life, and I said never again. Me and my boy went to our friend's wedding when he was living in Louisiana. We drove from Staten Island to Shreveport.
Whoa.
22 and a half hours there. It took me 26 hours to come back because I caught a flat crossing from Georgia to Tennessee. And it was on a fucking Sunday in Bible Belt country. The only place that was open was a fucking Walmart. And then I waited an hour at the Walmart for the dude to be like, yo, y'all from New York? Oh, shit, y'all, I was from Brooklyn. I lived in Brooklyn, blah, blah, blah. But then it turned to, I don't have your tire size, bro. I'm sorry. And we drove from Tennessee to Staten Island on a fucking donut.
Did that shit.
I said never again. That's why Ian and I and a couple others were flying to North Carolina because we know it's a 9 to 10 hour drive. But nah, niggas is getting full. We ain't built for those drives no more unless you give me an RV.
Gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yo, but Ian, oh, I got one more track I'm gonna go to before we close this out. But I want to go back to Ian if you got any more questions on anything on here or any of the past works and stuff.
The whole Shadow Bend, like your younger brother. How often do y'all work together like this?
Actually, this is our very first time working together officially because, you know, schedule conflicts, you know, I mean, he's still back in Detroit. I'm here in Dallas. But we always, you know, piggybacking off each other. You know, I mean, he's been in production much longer than I have, but I've always been filtering him different ideas, different samples. Gotcha. You know, he was a single man before he got, married. So it's like, you know, he had the funds to maneuver, you know, get the equipment, get the latest and greatest, you know. So yeah. I was just kind of, you know, in the back watching, you know what I'm saying, and then really seeing the maturation of, you know, him becoming a producer. And, you know, it was just time for me to get in the ring and really show what I can do. And, you know, coming from, you know, Detroit, having that background of, you know, Motown sound and, you know, my dad, you know, he could have been in one of those groups, but he chose to do sports instead. So, you know, he just had a close connection with, you know, different groups that came out of Detroit, whether it was through Motown or the Dramatics or, you know, different, you know, Aretha Franklin. You know, it was just amazing to see, you know, the connection that he had with many of them. And, you know, my brother said, you know, we were always around music. So, you know, we saw the, you know, when hip hop was really birthed, you know, when it really came into play, you know, in the early mid 80s, and they thought it was a fad, it wasn't going to last. And here we are, 2020, the biggest genre ever. You know what I'm saying? So that just go to show you that, you know, keeping at it and, you know, listening to different sounds, different things, you know, you come to enjoy music as a collective.
Yeah, true indeed. Now, just to expand on that, and your father is real quick, like, who were some of the acts that he was actually close to?
Well, like,
he
was very close. He went to school with all the Dramatics. And I'm saying the original, you know, before LJ Reynolds came aboard, you know, after, you know, Ouija went solo. He knew them personally. So for him to be able to have a relationship with them, you know, and, you know, my dad, you know, he had a nice voice on him. You know, I could see how he could have, you know, been a, you know, falsetto somewhere, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, something along them lines. But, like I said, sports was more important to him at the time. And, you know, my mom went to Northern High School, was where a lot of different artists came from, with Northwestern being not too far. That's where the Temptations really started to, you know, build their legacy. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, Motown was right in the heart of, you know, near downtown. So, you know, and right next to the funeral home. And then it was the cleaners up the street where my grandmother worked. She cleaned their clothes two blocks away. So it was just one of those things to be able to just see that, you know. Didn't realize Marvin Gaye was in a limo that came up my grandmother's street because his grandmother stayed across the street. And, you know, this is 2 in the morning. You know, my little ass up, you know, my brother said up, I should have been asleep. But we see a limo come up the street, and we're like, who that? You know, and we realized as we got a little older who exactly it was, and would have been nice to actually meet him, but, you know, that didn't come to fruition. But, you know, definitely one of the greatest singers gone too soon, of course. But, yeah, you know, just being around music all our lives, man, and seeing hip-hop really start to blossom and grow and build and, you know, going to the Def Jam concert when L was the highlight, and this is at the Spectrum, Dan. This is at the Spectrum. You know what I'm saying? We went to the Spectrum to see this, and to see, you know, L, the radio come down, L bust out the radio, get busy, you know, Public Enemy with the Uzis on stage. We like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a Sonic, you know, Fresh Prince. The four Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? And seeing Grandmaster D just, you know, pause, to just go off and, you know,
D.
do his thing, man, you know, and, you know, Jahlil and, you know, Ecstasy do their thing. And, you know, just to see all them acts, man, really just get down like that. And then Eric B. and Rakim, of course. When Rakim hit the stage, man, had the, you know, similar outfit to what he got on the Paid in Full joint. And, you know, just rock the crowd, man. So just to see, like I said, to be in the moment of that, to see all of that, you know, and then to see where hip-hop has came to this day, man, and, you know, to have MCs like Bungie, man, that really appreciate the culture, man, and, you know, puts his best foot forward on every track that, you know, we've been able to do together, man. It's just a blessing.
Right, and best foot forward on the last joint I want to play for the night. This was kind of like the de facto first single, but you guys didn't release it as like the first single for this. You released the standalone in honor of the late great.
Oh man, I know it's when you about to play.
Oh man, come on. Hey yo, look. Before you even play that, I'm gonna just say.
Right, go ahead. I'll let
before,
you. Have
before
it.
You even play that, I'm gonna just say, hey, he playing this one. I love this record. It came out on my birthday. Shout out to Mamba. Shout out to Gigi. Everybody else who perished in that horrible accident. Marlo, my favorite record. So y'all check out Marlo when y'all get a chance.
This is the joint Kobe.
Yes, real quick before you play it, that track was already in the holster before the tragic accident. Wow. It was already in the holster. We were already using that acronym for Knowledge of Black Excellence before the accident. And I was giving the finishing touches to a promo we was about to push when I heard the news. I just froze, man. I froze, and it was just unreal, you know, because you know how you have to check all the outlets to make sure this is real, because I'm like, no, this can't be, this can't be happening.
Yeah, you know no, we saying? Talked about that. We talked, JP knows.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was the first one to hit him up like, yo, I need to see more, because the way the outlets was putting it out, it was like, it mm-hmm. looked like them bullshit websites that you can't trust.
Yeah. Right. I remember when it happened too, man. Like, I just happened just to be surfing. Let me see what's going on in net here real quick. Let's see what's going on. And that's the first thing that I saw. And I was like, what? And I couldn't. And I was like, wait a minute. So one of my boys called me. Matter of fact, Sammy, shout out to Sammy. He called me. I was like, yo. And I was going through my own health issues at the time. And I was like, yo, I can't even talk about it right now, bro. And I remember I went to the store to pick up some medicine. And my mom had to take me to the store. I told her, whatever you do, do not turn on the news. Because I couldn't. It still affects me a little bit to this day. Like, you still the unthinkable. Like, wow. Like, you know, and stuff like that there, man. It might be the biggest, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff in our lifetimes. A lot of things went down, not only with Black people, but with history and stuff like that there, and entertainers and stuff. We seen a lot of deaths, but I think this one right here just hit me different than all of them.
Absolutely.
It hit me different.
Yeah, this was just, it was like a, like, it was like that, it was, it didn't. Only one celebrity death hit me. Uh-huh. Like really, really like got me and actually made me cry. Still to this day, it was Owen Hart.
Oh yeah.
Because of when he fell from the rafters because of the fucked up carabiner that they connected him with. That was a quick release thing. You can find out more about it if you watch the Dark Side of the Ring documentary joint.
Right.
But this joint here, it was just like this dude was my age. Like literally, like he was a year older than me. Like that it was, and to go down as a father of daughters, to go down with one of your daughters.
Right.
All because y'all were unfortunately running close to time to a basketball game that if he was on time and taking a car, he would still be here.
Absolutely.
And still, it's still mind-blowing to believe that. And this is one of those dudes that you would have thought would never die.
Right.
Even though, especially with his exploding life after basketball.
Right. He was starting that second half.
If it was anybody that I thought could defy death, it was Mamba, for sure. Like you would just look death in the eye and be like, I'm about to cross you over, I'm out. What you gonna do?
No, I'm saying?
Like that last verse is really hard to write. Like case in point, when the tragedy occurred, I was in the studio with my brother AP and our little brother Terror. And we was just getting ready to record a song. And Terror saw it on his phone and he was like, yo, they saying Kobe died. I said, what? Stop playing, man. Don't talk like that. And you know, as a long time Lakers fan, for a long time, Magic was my favorite Laker. You know what I'm saying? Until Kobe came. And then, you know, Kobe just, he different, man. You know what I'm saying? And it was like he was a whole new way. It was the closest thing I seen to Jordan, but he was in a Lakers uniform and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I heard the news and I was like, man, let me check this, because you know people say dumb stuff on the net all the time.
Right.
But when I hopped on Google and went to some reputable sites and I was seeing it, it sucked all of the air out of the session. Like it wasn't I didn't want to rap. I didn't want to do nothing. Like I was like, nah, I don't want to do nothing. I'm chilling, man. Like this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So writing that last verse, you know, once me and Ben's got a chance to talk, and he was like, look, man, we need to add another verse to the record. You know, and dedicated to you know Kobe and Gigi, and I was like, "Word, I got you." But it took me a few days to write it because it was too fresh. And every time, like, every time I got through a certain bar saying a certain thing, man, it just kind of stung, and I had to stop. And I was like, "Ah, man, I gotta wait. I can't do it right now." Mm-hmm. So then, like, maybe that third day, it just hit me. I was at work, and it just hit me, and I just finished writing it. And then I read it, and I was like, "Okay, I think he'd be happy with that. Cool." And, you know, the thing I was worried about was the thing that you was talking about, people thinking that the record was done specifically because of that. When, you know, the plan was always to drop it on my birthday. The plan was always to call it Kobe. The plan was always to use those colors for the, you know, for the promo. And then it just so happened that occurred right before we got ready to put it out. So, you know, it was a few people that hated and said, oh, man, you just did that because Kobe died. You're trying to eat off his, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, son, it ain't even that kind of party, man. Like,
right. You know, and if they listened, if they actually listened, they would have understood that it was a tribute, not
exactly.
Thing. Yeah. Because if it never happened, I'm going to play it because I'm going to play it from, like, the midpoint. But, like, if it never happened, this could have been a, yo, hopefully he could hear this shit.
Right. And the fact that he was getting nominated, you know, that he was a finalist in the Hall, you know, for the Hall. So, you know, it was more of an icing on the cake for him to hear it. You know, the acronym was there, but the message behind the song was totally in regards to Black excellence. And he definitely, was an example of that.
Yep. Ian, before I play this, anything on Kobe?
Actually, I just posted, funny that you brought all that up. I just posted something on my page last week, and it was a Game Buzzers. It was a compilation of Game Buzzers for every team, NBA team that he was against. And, you know, it just brought back all those memories because it was like throughout his whole career in the NBA, just him having Game Buzzers.
Nice.
Not all these things.
Let's get into, like I said, I'll cut this in half is going to be the last joint before we wrap up. Kobe.
Some only recognize excellence when it's on display. Imagine your hero catching wreck in the NBA. LeBron James, QEP, unafraid of the smoke and die. Promise school creating space for the babies to grow. Farrakhan and AI, so similar in a sense, no fear. Standing up for the people they represent. Now, T-Mac was quietly powerful when he flexed the movement. Love talker, but sort of like Malcolm X. Dennis Robbins stayed solid in the paint. And as a speaker, his outlandish outtakes move the crowd. The Eldridge Cleaver, Stokely, or rather bomb. He refused to be used as a pawn. He stood his ground, Mahmoud Abdul Rahul. Can't forget the brother with the flame to burn a garden. 81 degree master of the game, never backing down. Hottest in the clutch, he a monster. Frontline soldier, mind your Quincy, the Black Mamba. The pure excellence of black is deeper than just a rap skill. Get the kings and queens, know what I mean? Listen, told them it's a marathon, brother, keep running. We black excellence in the flesh, the rise come. Though this song was crafted so long before, we never ended or to know so tragic. Me being me, I had to add. It's not only on the fence and with the fatherland. A black man in search of the next 10. Giving my seeds what I never had. Build the very thing to force big dreams. We way more lost than seen. Imagine you can't even buy your beer, but everywhere you touch down grown men and women scream, slap me if I'm lying. Home stadium and all. Wasn't just the older gods, but gravity he was defying. And to see a young princess driven the same way, cold stare. So relentless, right in the same game. But so many who won't get this. My own sadness, supported by the pain I'm sure the family feel. Reality ill, no disrespect to the others. We more on them too, but your Gianna and Black Mamba, we gon' miss you. One. The pure excellence of black is, but it's just some raps, kid.
Yeah, I can tell why that was a little hard to write, because you went all the way there with that. And you led the verse off, if they were listening, you led the verse off with, yo, we had to add this.
Exactly.
So for anybody to get that confused, what are you listening? Are you listening to just the drums? Was you just
listening to the sample? Track.
Like, you didn't listen to the track.
No, not at all.
Do these dudes listen to music or do they just skim through it? Yo, I know we beat that to death at HHDG, but that was a shout out to the squad, right? Shout out to HHDG. They listen to music, but they just skim through it. I'm just saying, like, I was so disappointed that somebody could even come with that perspective, even though I knew it was a possibility, like, deep inside of myself. It hurt, you know what I'm saying, to know that we already had that craft, that it was already in play, and then something so bad happened. And then, like you said, in the very beginning of the verse, I made sure that I said, you know, the song was crafted long before this happened, but me being me, I had to add this, because, like I said, Lakers fan, big-time Kobe fan, I don't know, man. Rest in peace, Mamba.
Yeah. Yeah, peace. Word up, man. Rest easy to Mamba, Kobe Bryant. Yeah. Rest easy to Gianna Bryant. And rest easy to this show, man. This was dope. This was fun. We took a little time travel through some of y'all work in the journey and stages of what y'all have done over the years. And we already know there's a ton more shit to come. So we're going to be here for it because we live it too. And with that being said, Ben, you get the first final shout out, then Seven.
Yo, just shout out to, you know, the whole We Live in Family Sound Chamber, you know, Big Bruh said, you know, Baby Sha, you know, she's doing well. You know, I've been in contact with her. She's still part of the family. You know, Seven, you know, shout out to you, Dan, you know, JP. Ian, Wikipedia down there, man. You bring it all the time, man, and I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you do for the group, in addition to your knowledge of, you know, knowing everything in terms of, you know, what's the latest and greatest that's out there. You keep me up on a lot of stuff, man, and, you know, shout out to TJ, you know what I'm saying? I know you weren't here tonight, but that's the homie, too, and, you know, we're going to keep rocking, man. You know, hip-hop lives, and it's going to continue to live on, man, as long as I'm breathing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and Seven going to continue to roll. And shout-outs to Zoe Grizzly, too. Zoe Grizzly came and blessed. Well, Frank D'Amato, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned for him as well. We're going to be doing some serious stuff with him as well, along with Seven. So, Yeah, so, you know, we got some stuff in the works, and we're going to keep rolling with it, man. And again, I appreciate you brothers always.
Like I said, this is a no-brainer to ever have y'all on, because like I said, man, it's we live in Starting Five family. This is a joint effort for good now. So like I said, whatever y'all need, whenever y'all need it, if we could give it, we got you. Seven, it's on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to come on and talk sports with y'all again sometime, man. I had fun the last time we did this. I'm gonna have to come on and talk sports. I want to give a special shout out to JP, who was obviously the smartest part of the Starting Five because he loved the Raiders like I do. So you know,
that's right.
Much love to JP. You know what I'm saying? But right. No doubt, man. Yeah, we appreciate y'all big time, bro. Like for real, man. Like, and thank you, man. Man, thank you, JP. I appreciate y'all so much. And Fred was like, yo, Ian about to post the album. I was like, good. Because I know he's dropping, everybody dialed in. As soon as Ian dropping, everybody dialed in. Because they know he know what's hot. So, like, and I thank y'all. I can't say it enough. Really.
Word. And I need what I need y'all to do, because I got to get y'all up on the affiliates page on the Starting5Podcast.com. Send me logos and links. Like, send me y'all We Live It logo and Seven of Panther logo and links, and I'll get y'all up on the affiliates page. Ian, what up, baby? I'll see you Friday morning. What's good? You know, final shout outs.
Sounds good. Y'all brothers be easy, man. One love to y'all.
Yeah, hold on. You ain't got run this yet. Ian, it's on you. Final shout outs.
Oh, no. We're good. I appreciate that. You know, you got two brothers right here who show that they continuously have that same type of synergy to put out the same good quality music. And it's not just the sound that's coming out. It's relevant. You can still play this even when it's past 2020, and it'll still be banging. It'll still have a meaning to it. I appreciate it. Right, y'all do.
Blessings. That's love right there. Appreciate
that. Oh man, first off, as always, shout out to you, the mayor, for the show. Shout out to my brothers, Weeky Ian. Of course, the best A&R person that nobody knows about. We need to get that man signed to an A&R. He can find an MC in Montana for you if you need one.
Absolutely.
That's why he's a part of HHDG Media, dummy. And he gotta sign him. We got him already.
A fool. I already know that. We're talking about a major label, dummy. Yeah, anyway, see how he tried to start with me. See how he tried to. This is what gets him in trouble. See. Hey. Also, of course, as usual, shouts to brother Benz, of course, and of course my good brother Seven the Panther, aka Bunchy Carter. Brother, we gotta talk. Did you see the Chicago 7 thing yet on Netflix?
Man, yeah, I don't even want to get into it right now. But
we'll talk about that off the air, something like that. There, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to check it out though. And you know, you got a movie coming out. You know, you got a movie coming out with Chairman Fred too. You know that, so.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
We got to see about that too. Anyway, and shout out to the people in the live feed as well.
No doubt.
How you gonna say, yo, have you seen, like you saw it and say, I didn't see it yet?
Because I started watching it last night. That's why. I started watching the beginning of it, then I had to go to bed. So that's why I say that.
All good.
I'm going to finish it this weekend, though.
As long as you finish that warm cup of milk before you went to bed and said night-night.
Put a rib sandwich in your mouth and shut the hell up.
If I had one, I would, but I'm not hungry right now. I ain't hungry right now. So.
Yo, wow, yo.
But anyway, Starfivepodcast.com, HHDGmedia.com. Once again, if you are in North Carolina and you're watching this, you're listening to this, I'm going to have this show up on podcast format soon. So if you're listening, we are going to be down there from Friday to Sunday, well, to Monday, but on Saturday night, October 24th, details are on the events link on HHDG Media. We're showing Crush Groove the day before the 35th anniversary. Free event. It's a drive-through event, so come in with your car. If you don't have a car, you come with a chair. Please bring a radio because the sound gets transmitted via FM signal. So please bring a radio if you want to carry headphones, whatever the case may be. If you want to just be a part of the ambiance and just kick it with us, myself, Wiki, KB, Skelly Tops, and the homie who started the whole organization of this, T. Smith, we're all going to be down there. That's right. Every member of HHDG Media business end is going to be down there. You know, come through, support, you know, buy some food. There's going to be some dope food out there. There's a cigar and wine spot next to this. So, you know, I'm going to be smoking. Come smoke with your boy. Also, talking about smoking, Starter 5 lighters. Getting a good response to this. So I might order some more. The price ain't going to be like bodega prices. I'm sorry. You're not going to get this for $1.50, $2. It might be like 2 for $5 or 2 for $6, but I'll work that out once we get more. So you'll be able to get that either directly from me or you go to the website, starfivepodcast.com/merch. Hit the merch link. Support us there. Cop a T-shirt. Shout out to the homie T3, who is also We Living Family. He's did a couple tracks with y'all. He won the promo skills contest. Skill contest last week. So I already put the order in for his shirt. He's getting that. And yeah, that's it. So for everybody on here, this is your boy The May. We say peace. We'll see y'all on the next one.